આપણો સમાજ, આપણી વાતો, SBS ગુજરાતી.
શ્રોતા મિત્રો, હાલમાં જ સિડની યુનિવર્સિટીના એન્જિનિયરિંગ ક્ષેત્રના વિદ્યાર્થીઓના એક જૂથે હ્યુમેનિટેરિયન એન્જિનિયરિંગ પ્રોજેક્ટ હેઠળ ગુજરાતની મુલાકાત લીધી હતી. ગુજરાત ખાતે 2 અઠવાડિયા સુધીના રોકાણ દરમિયાન એન્જિનિયરિંગ વિષયને લગતા વિવિધ પ્રોજેક્ટ્સ હાથ ધરવામાં આવ્યા હતા, જેમનો ઉદ્દેશ ગુજરાતના જે તે વિસ્તારના લોકોને એન્જિનિયરિંગના માધ્યમથી મદદ કરવાનો હતો, લોકોની જીવનશૈલીને વધુ સરળ બનાવવાનો હતો. ગુજરાતના નવાગામ ખાતેના અનુભવોને વ્યક્ત કરતા મિકેનિકલ એન્જિનિયરિંગ વિષયના વિદ્યાર્થી વિલિયમ ફર્નેસે કરેલી વાતચીત.
My name is William Furness. I'm a student at the University of Sydney studying mechanical engineering with project management and had never traveled to India before this trip.
William agricultural technology na project સાથે મહેસાણા નજીક આવેલા નવાગામ ખાતે રોકાયા હતા. ખેત ઉત્પાદન ક્ષેત્રે આગવું સ્થાન ધરાવતા આ પ્રદેશના લોકોને ઉપયોગી થઈ શકે તેવી સિંચાઈની ટેકનોલોજી વિકસાવવાનો તેમનો ઉદ્દેશ હતો.
Doing a couple of workshops in the city there, we were lucky enough to spend a lot of time out with some rural communities in Gujarat. I was lucky enough to visit Navapura, which is a small rural village right near Mehsana, who have a strong agricultural the project that I was working on. We focused on agricultural technologies and how we might be able to design some technologies which would help to provide sustainable impact and benefit to the agricultural community of Navapura. So we focused particularly on irrigation techniques and how we might be able to reduce the consumption of water through groundwater resources, perhaps by some combination of rainwater harvesting and drip irrigation, as opposed to the conventional flood irrigation techniques that are used.
રંગબેરંગી વાતાવરણ, ખૂબ પ્રેમાળ અને મળતાવળા લોકો, સહેજ આગ્રહ ભર્યો અને ખૂબ જ લાડ ભર્યો આતિથ્ય સત્કાર, મસાલેદાર જમવાનું, આવો જ કંઈક રહ્યો તેમનો ગુજરાતનો અનુભવ.
Gujarat was amazing. It was so much fun. This is, yeah, as you say, this was my first time in India, and I went over there, you know, with an expectation that there would be a lot of color, a lot of smiles from the local communities, some spicy food, a lot of cricket and a lot of Bollywood, and I got a big taste of all of those. It was fantastic to get over there. The community that we stayed with were absolutely fantastic. They were so welcoming to us. They were full of joy and happiness and smiles all around. It was fantastic. A really great cultural experience.
જો તમે તો ગુજરાતીઓ એટલે ખાણીપીણીના તો શોખીન જ, જ્યારે વિલિયમને પૂછ્યું કે તમે ગુજરાતના ખોરાક વિશે શું માનો છો અને ગુજરાતી ખાવાની જ્યાં સુધી વાત છે તો તમને કઈ વસ્તુ છે ગુજરાતી કે જે સૌથી વધુ ભાવી, અને એનો જવાબ સાંભળ્યો તો મને ખૂબ આશ્ચર્ય થયું.
I love the roti. We had roti with every meal. Absolutely love that. That was fantastic. And, you know, some of the curries that we had over there were fantastic as well. We were, you know, it was quite a culinary experience for us because, as you might imagine, I'm not particularly used to eating with my hands. But, and so that was a bit of a shock to the system when we first got over there. But we all embraced it and we felt really comfortable, you know, sort of eating with our hands. And the spice level, we all got used to that as well when we were over there. You know, it was quite spicy to begin with, but fantastic. We all enjoyed the food. These beautiful sweets as well that we were given, the desserts that were there, were so sweet and lovely.
William એમ પણ જણાવે છે કે તેઓને નવાગામની શાળામાં બાળકો સાથે વાતચીત કરવાની તક મળી હતી. બાળકો જે ઉત્સુકતા અને કુતૂહલતાથી તેમને વિવિધ પ્રશ્નો પૂછી રહ્યા હતા તે જોઈને વિલિયમને ખૂબ મજા આવી. તેમના ચહેરા પરનો ઉત્સાહ જોઈને વિલિયમને લાગ્યું કે કદાચ આ બાળકો પહેલીવાર કોઈ વિદેશીને મળી રહ્યા છે. તેઓએ સાથે મળીને કેટલાક ગીતો પણ ગાયા અને એકબીજાને પોતાની ભાષા પણ શીખવાડી.
One of the ones that stands out in my mind is when we were lucky enough to go and visit the younger school children at the primary school in Navapura, and we were lucky enough to be invited into one of the classrooms where we interacted with a few of the students there. And I think that, you know, could have been the first time that they had met people from Australia, and they were really excited and really happy to see us. We sang a few songs with them, and they asked us a few questions. We asked them a few questions. I think we taught them a little bit of English, and they tried to teach us a little bit of Gujarati as well. So that was really fantastic.
પણ શું બાળકોના પ્રયત્નોથી વિલિયમ થોડું પણ ગુજરાતી બોલતા શીખી
શક્યા? Not too much, to be honest. I think we all knew by the end of it, Kemcho and Majama.
અંતમાં વિલિયમ જણાવે છે કે તેઓને પોતાના પ્રોજેક્ટ સંબંધની જે પણ જરૂરી વિગતો કે રિપોર્ટ છે તે સંબંધિત અધિકારીઓ અને લોકોને આપી દીધો છે. તેઓ ભવિષ્યમાં આ પ્રોજેક્ટ પર નિશ્ચિત રૂપે કામ કરવા ઈચ્છે છે, જેથી ટૂંક સમયમાં બંધાયેલો આ સંબંધ લાંબા સમય સુધી જીવિત રહી શકે.
Yeah, we just supported all of our reporting for it just a couple of weeks ago. So we're looking forward to hearing back from the community and from our stakeholders over there. Unfortunately, we were only over there for 2 weeks, and so we didn't have too much time to take all of the information in and then design and implement those as well. But we were, you know, we took a lot of information home with us, and since we've been home, been able to develop those designs a little bit more thoroughly and provide some feedback back to the stakeholders in Napapura. Fingers crossed they enjoyed the experience that they had with us, and hopefully we can continue to work with each other in the future. I hope that, you know, the University of Sydney has such a high regard for the program, and I hope that they continue to do that, because there's a lot of really good work that there's a lot of really key information that can be learnt between, you know, this cross-cultural interaction between, you know, us as young engineering students and the communities of Gujarat and India.
SBS Gujarati. Share karo amari stories Facebook par.